is your name, sir?
Jesus Diaz.
All right, Mr. Diaz. Okay, sir, our board chair, the Honorable Dr. C.T. White, is going to be conducting your hearing today, sir.
Good afternoon, Mr. Diaz. Would you state your name and ABC number for the record, sir?
Jesus Diaz, 281080.
Mr. Diaz, you appear today as our board of executive premise for the fire allegations on your right. And important information we have, you were notified of this hearing back on April 16th of this year. Do you remember that notification, sir?
Yes, sir.
And on that statement, my wife said that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your only space to represent you. We don't see one in the room this afternoon, but I assume that you're going to represent yourself.
Yes, sir.
And as you can see, there are four board members participating in the hearing today. And they are all the way on the other end from me. That is the Honorable Mr. David Neal, serving as the acting chair at this moment, is the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. Next to me is the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. My name is C.T. Wright. I'm serving as your panel chair. We also have in the room with us today Mr. Grady. Mr. Grady is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer of the afternoon. Mr. Diaz and Mr. Grady, do both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God and do you so far?
Yes, sir.
I do.
Thank you. So you have five allegations on the warrant. I'm going to read each of them and I'm going to give you three choices as an answer. You can tell me that it is true or it's false, and that you don't want to talk about it, but you want to be the fifth. The reason we give you an opportunity to be the fifth is we do take note that you have a DR number. We don't know whether that's been resolved at this time or not. Therefore, if you should have to go to court, then the prosecutor and all your attorney can request a copy of this recording because this hearing is being recorded. So you understand that you can say true, false, or fifth. Okay, sir?
Yeah.
The first one reads, and give me a second, let me turn the page here. The first one reads that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision 05. As demonstrated by your engagement in physically assaultive behavior on about March 14, 2018 at 10735 North Little Oak Drive in Casa Grande, Arizona. So is that true, false, or do you believe the fifth?
The fifth.
The fifth, okay. The next one is that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 5 as demonstrated by your threatening behavior on or about March 14, 2014 in 10735 North Little Oak Drive in Casa Grande, Arizona. True, false, or the fifth?
The fifth.
The next one is that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 5 as demonstrated by your disrupting behavior on or about March 14, 2018 in 10735 North Blue Oak Drive in Casa Grande, Arizona. True, false, or the fifth?
The fifth.
The next one reads that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 5 is demonstrated by your destroying someone else's property on or about March 14, 2018 in 10735 North Little Oak Drive in Casa Grande, Arizona. True, false, or the fifth?
The fifth.
And finally, that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 2 as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report him for a face-to-face contact visit on or about March 16, 2018 as directed verbally on March 16, 2018. You actually are brought in supervision. So is that true, false, or do you plead the fifth? Okay, sir. So what we have to do, since you agreed to the fifth, we have to take testimony at this point from the Department of Corrections and on each of these, so, and then we're going to give you an opportunity to tell us why it's false. So, I mean, why you believe the... No, you don't have to say one word. You just have to get that information. So just listen. We're going to get testimony on each of these from the Department of Corrections. Mr. Grady, would you be kind enough to give us a testimony on each of these, sir?
Okay, the first four are all the same, except... The last statement.
Okay, Mr. Diaz, the first four are the same, they read the same. Do you have any objection to, I'll just read one, since they all say the same thing, sir? Except one word, it's the one sentence.
Yes.
Do you have any objection to that, sir?
No, I do not.
Okay, then Mr. Bailey will read one of those for one, two, three, and four. Yes, sir.
On 3/14, 2018, and approximately 2016 hours, Pinal County Sheriff's Officer Deputy Martinez, 2274, were dispatched to 10735 North Little Oak Drive, Casa Grande, Arizona, 85122, in reference to a domestic. The reporting party witnessed a male subject, the offender, punched and dragged a female, Emily Rodriguez. Reporting party also stated the female subject, Emily Rodriguez, got into a dark-colored Chevy truck and left. Deputy Martinez observed the vehicle and conducted a traffic stop. Deputy Sheriff made contact with the passenger, Emily Rodriguez, and she stated she obtained injuries to her knees and her palm due to being dragged by her boyfriend, Jesus Diaz, the offender. Emily also stated that Deputy Martinez that she was punched with a closed fist and kicked over her body by Jesus Diaz. Emory also said Jesus Diaz broke a towel and told her that he was going to kill her. Deputy Martinez asked Emory where Jesus had gone. Emory told Deputy Martinez that he could be at his father's house. Deputy Martinez went to Emory's residence and saw the house was in disarray. He then observed multiple holes inside the master bedroom consisted with a struggle. Deputy Martinez also observed pieces of a broken tile. One was broke to a very pointy edge consistent with Emory's statement. Deputy submitted a charge review against Jesus Diaz, the offender, for felony aggravated assault, threatening disorderly conduct and criminal damage. And then allegation two, deputy submitted a charging review against Jesus Diaz, the offender, for felony aggravated assault, threatening disorderly conduct and criminal damage. Okay, number three, charging review submitted a misdemeanor disorderly conduct. Charging four, charging review submitted a misdemeanor criminal damage. Okay. And then five is totally different.
Yes, sir. Please read five as well, sir.
Okay. On 3/16/2018, the defendant was verbally directed via telephone to report to the Pinal Regional Parole Office located at 1308 East Butte Avenue, Florence, Arizona, 85132. On 3/16/2018, by close of business day. On 3/16/2018, the offender failed to report to the Pinal Regional Parole Office located at 1308 East Butte Avenue, Florence, Arizona, 85132, as directed verbally. The offender is actively avoiding supervision. Follow-up. On 3/16/2018, the offender's emergency contact with his mother was contacted at 520-858-5525. Without any success, and a message was left requesting a callback. No callback was received. On 3/16/2018, the offender was contacted via telephone. The offender was verbally instructed to report to the Pinal Regional Parole Office by close of business. The offender failed to report by close of business day. On 3/16/2018, the offender's sponsor, Jesus Diaz, was contacted at 520-705-5549. A message was left for a return phone call. No return phone call was received by Mr. Diaz. On 3/16/2018, a search of the Pinal County Sheriff's Office website was conducted today by CCO Wayne, but met with negative results. There are no other family members or friends available to contact in an attempt to locate the offender.
Thank you so very much, sir. Inasmuch as he pleads the fifth on each of them, I'm just go ahead and make a motion at this point and move forward
And my motion is to, based upon information contained in warrant number 2018-W0800, also with testimony coming from the Department of Corrections, I am going to move to find that Mr. Diaz violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company. And that is my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
Agreed. Motion by myself, C.T. Wright, seconded by the Honorable Mr. Woodhouse, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Johnson and the Honorable Mr. O'Neill. So you have been found in violation of the terms and conditions of your supervision. Now we will go into phase two. In phase two, sir, we will not, you cannot, and we will not discuss allegations one through five in as much as you pleaded the fifth. But we will talk to you about other things that might be that the board might find necessary to discuss with you. Before doing that, I would just point out the fact that based on information that I see, you are going to your date, maybe something else, but based on this warrant itself, you're scheduled to be released on this warrant on May 18th, which is just a week and a half from now. Do you want to continue with this hearing? Now, I think we cannot speak of these charges, whether they've been resolved or not. We cannot talk about them, but as it relates to the warrant itself, do you want us to continue the hearing, or would you like just to kill your number on this warrant?
I would just like to kill my number. I think that would make it easier on everybody.
Okay. Then I'm going to offer a motion this time, and my motion is going to be based upon Mr. Diaz agreeing to kill his number as it relates to the allegation. And my motion is going to be to find Mr. Diaz, to find that Mr. Diaz did violate terms and conditions of supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways, and as much as we do not know the results of the charges, therefore, I'm going to move to revoke his community supervision based upon the same. That is my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, C.T. Rice, seconded by Honorable Ms. Greenhouse, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Johnson and the Honorable Mr. Neal. Sir, your community supervision has been revoked as it relates to this warrant, the number 2018-W0800, and so that will be the end of that. However, we do not know the results of the allegations in as much as you pleaded the fifth. Therefore, that will be something separate. So this will end with you, sir. And we thank you so much for your participation. We wish you the best, and we hope to never meet you again in Orange, sir. Thanks again for participating today. This ends your hearing, sir.
Okay, thank you, sir. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.